Good Mail.
This is our Truth in 10 segment where Pastor Mark answers your prophecy or Bible questions in 10 minutes or less. Yeah. And this is from Jason. And Jason says, last week you spoke of the destruction of Damascus in Isaiah 17 and how it may be a cause for the kickoff of the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. In my reading of Ezekiel 38, 8 through 12, it appears that Israel is dwelling safely and in prosperity when this war is initiated, which leads me to believe the war of Gog and Magog is not a response in a series of progressive military volleys, such as an Israeli decimation of Damascus would cause, but rather a relatively unprovoked attack. Could it be that the destruction of Damascus is part of the fallout of God's destruction of the northern Israel/southern Syria region that is described in Ezekiel 39?
Yeah, again, a great question. We get really good, very thoughtful questions. And first of all, let me say yes, in a very quick way, let me answer and say, yes, that is possible. You know, let me give a balance to this. Nobody really knows, Jason, the way this is going to play out. We don't know that. All we know for sure is Damascus is going to be destroyed. We know that for sure. We also know for sure that Russia and Iran are going to move against Israel from the northern border, as well as Turkey and Libya and Sudan joining with them and other countries. We know that. But let me give some background of why I mentioned that as being a possible trigger. Here's the thing. You know, you talked about it. I never thought about it. I mean, it could be a progressive volley. I haven't really necessarily thought it would be like this volley of increased activity going. It might be until finally they move in and attack. But my thought for Damascus is when you're talking about Russia moving into Israel, that's a pretty heavy. Iran has wanted to attack Israel forever. I say forever. In recent history, a lot. And so it's not going to take much for them to go in there, but they're afraid of Israel. It's like they know if they do that, they're going to get pounded if they're not successful. Mm-hmm. And maybe even if they are successful.
Right.
Well, Russia, again, Russia doesn't have any beef with Israel. They're supporting Iran and all that. But Russia knows that, you know, if they're going to come in, it's going to be something major to pull Russia into this. So, you know, could it be? It could be any number of scenarios. It could be a slow battle building up until finally that's it. We're coming in. And yes, you have the destruction there in 39 of the northern region. Or it could be, as I said, and I've often thought the possibility of a trigger like Damascus. And here's the reason why, Jason. Again, we don't know, so I can't say for sure. But it's going to take something major that goes above and beyond the norm to get Russia to move into Israel. It wouldn't, and really, I'll say this. It would have to be above and beyond the norm to get Iran to go into Israel, because although Iran's constantly threatening Israel, even again this week, they said all they need is one, you know, battle to wipe them out, etc. They're afraid to do so. They know, again, this mutual annihilation thing. If we try to annihilate them, they're going to wipe us out. So They're afraid to go in.
Right.
So let me hit it from a couple of ways. As far as there's peace, it says there'll be peace and safety. Right now, they have peace and safety in that they have a military that protects them from attack and surprise attack, and people fear them because they're a very mighty military with nuclear weapons, and they are very prosperous. They're one of the most prosperous nations in the world. I think Israel is now like something like they're in the top 10 of the most prosperous nations in the world now.
Yeah, the statistics are amazing from an economic standpoint when you consider how small they are.
Absolutely. Yeah. So right now they fit the definition of prosperous and protected. And the reason that stood out to Ezekiel in that day was back then, if you didn't have walls around your city, you wouldn't be protected. Your protection was your wall because you didn't have nuclear weapons and these kind of things. Well, now they don't need a wall, although they have one in parts of Israel. They don't need it because they have nuclear weapons. That is the wall. So it talks about the last days being a time of unwalled villages. So they don't need them. They have the weapons. So they have their military. They have their finances. They are safe right now and in prosperity. So that's when it's going to happen. So it could happen at any moment based on that. But again, because it's almost like, let me give you an example of why I kind of tend toward it being some kind of trigger. Now, again, it may not be. You could be right. It may just slowly build up and just happen or be a surprise attack. But there's going to be some trigger, I think. Well, you know, I'm the youngest of four. And I always knew that if I took retribution on my brothers, I was going to pay for it. So I had to calculate, when is it worth it? I had to be mad enough. They had to push me beyond a certain point where I'm saying, I know I'm going to be hurt, but it's worth it. It's worth being hurt because at this point, I've got to take action. I've got to strike them and hurt them. I'm so angry. And I remember one time my brother, he made me so mad. I finally just smacked him really hard and took off running. Well, I knew he could outrun me. And I knew that when he caught me, he would make me pay dearly. And he did. He caught me and really, I mean, he hit me so hard. He made this big red hand on my back that was there for like an hour. You could see literally a big red hand on my back. I mean, it was like fire. It almost knocked the wind out of me. He hit me as hard as he could and really did some damage. But I don't regret that. It was worth it.
Yeah.
Now, again, as a Christian, I'm talking about as a kid.
I know.
So my point is, I knew that his power was greater than mine, but the anger got so great that I had to take action. My thought with something's going to have to happen to make them so angry that it's worth the pain that they'll get in response from Israel. And so when you talk about what is going to happen that's going to be so great that could cause pain for them to respond that way, striking Damascus and wiping out Damascus, that would be the kind of thing where they would go, okay, we don't care if we die now. We don't care. We're going in. They've done too much now, and we're going. And so that's why I've often thought that. And I said that it could be a possible trigger. But yeah, could it be a situation where where it's not a response to progressive military follies, but just some unprovoked attack? It certainly could be. We certainly know that they're looking for any opportunity. But the reason I shy a little bit away from that is, remember, you've got to get Russia on board. For Russia to bring an unprovoked attack against Israel, you've got to get them on board. Something has to happen to get them mad at it. And see, now why would Russia then also get pulled into this? And remember, it's going to be a hook in the jaw. Russia has troops in Damascus. They have troops all over Syria. And if Israel feels that the threat is so great to their nation that they're about to be wiped out, they have no choice but to take out the capital of Syria. That's a big deal. If they do that, and Russian soldiers are there, they've just wiped out Russian military. See, that could be the kind of thing that says to Russia, okay, now we're going too. How dare you attack our troops? We're in. Now, doesn't mean it's going to happen that way. Like I said, this is all speculation.
Yeah.
We don't know how it's going to happen. We're going to have to wait and see. But those are some of the possibilities.
Well, and Jason, to your point, it very well could happen simultaneously.
Yeah.
As God is defending Israel and wiping out 5/6 of the invading army.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Here's the
thing. It could be after the attack begins. It sure could be.
When you look at the 70 weeks of Daniel, and if you go out in search on our Signs of the Time section at thewaymedia.net, we've got a map out there for the 70 weeks of Daniel prophecy. It's kind of like a timeline that Pastor Mark put together. When you take a look at that and you take a look at the things in Revelation, Isaiah 17:1 really isn't mentioned in terms of a timeline thing. So we can kind of look at Isaiah 17:1 as a prophetic wild card. We don't know where God's going to use that.
Exactly right.
It could happen as a result of 39, as a result of God defending, or it could be used as a trigger. And remember, revenge is a dish best served cold. So even if Israel does do that, it could be the trigger for them to finally be resolute, but it might take them a little while to put their plan together to try to do what Ezekiel 38 says they're going to come in and do. So it might not be this immediate, like, you know, Israel takes out Damascus and then the next day there's this mass invasion. I don't know that anything like that would happen that quickly, but either of those scenarios are possible.
Yeah, let me throw a curveball
in,
which really goes in line with what you just said, Greg, but it might even extend it out longer. I mean, I don't expect this to happen, but I mean, it could be that this Damascus destruction is totally separate all by itself. I mean, this thing could happen
and
a couple of years
go
by before anybody does anything.
Yeah.
It could be, but I don't think that'll be the case because that would be so dramatic worldwide.
Yes.
That would be so dramatic in the Middle East. You're talking about the capital of Syria, okay? That's the difference in an attack on, you know, someplace in America and the capital and Washington, D.C. So,
yeah.
So that could be the kind of trigger, I think, that could pull Russia. That definitely Iran would say, that's it, we're going in. And if Russia has agreed, then they could go in as well. And again, remember, Russia also, they're going to be coming in for the spoils. So they're going to want the oil and the gas supply and all that kind of stuff. So there's a number of things that could pull them in. So I don't know that there is a real clear answer on this. I'll just say your scenario could be correct.
Yep.
But I tend to lean, only God knows, I tend to lean toward Damascus being some type of trigger event that kicks the thing off. But time will tell.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that, Jason.